Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Welcome to DC Today, this Wednesday, April the 3rd, with you on a pretty quiet market day trading-wise. Rates were unchanged, 10-year stayed at 435, unchanged on the day. The Dow dropped 43 points on the day after being up for most of the day, so fairly quiet. S&P and NASDAQ were both a little higher in markets. The volatility index was just off a little bit, so a little quiet day. We had comments from Powell out today that were so in line with what he's been reiterating before that it was almost verbatim, so there really wasn't any market movement from it at all. Just that they're waiting for more data. They want to see inflation where they want to see it before they're going to actually cut rates. But they still expect to do that towards the second half of the year. Private payroll. So ADP was out today with really a pretty strong print, actually. It was 184,000. We were expecting 150. And 184 is the highest number since we've had since July of last year. Just keep in mind the ADP private number is different and perceived different and less reliable than the actual non-farm payroll report, which will come out on Friday. So the number was strong. We were expecting it to be, but it was even better than that. And so that's a good thing for the labor market and employment. Also February was revised a little higher as well. So good things there. And again, like I said, good news is good news, even though markets may react one way or the other. We had inside of that payroll number, the industries you might expect were spring break time. I know that number is a lagging number, but it was services, it was leisure, it was hospitality, it was all those areas of the employment market that are most hot right now. There was a ISM services figure today that was actually a little weaker than expected, which was, well, I guess it was bad news being good news in the sense of inflation, because the manufacturing number we saw earlier in the week was much hotter than expected, which is considered good because the inflation levels inside of our goods part of the market have already been all the way back down to the twos, the low twos. So that wasn't an issue. But the services side has been in the low fours to high threes. And so seeing the ISM come in a little softer wasn't looked at as a bad thing necessarily. It was still in expansion territory, so still over 50. It was 51.4. So that's good. And then I think really what was better about it was inside of that, there's a price index. And it lowered 5 points, which is the lowest that we've seen since March of 2020. So those are actually fairly good things, where you get a little softness and a little bit lower inflation inside of services for the month. There was an Ask Brian section or a question that I fielded this morning. I think it was this morning or yesterday regarding deep in the money option calls. Does TPG use them? What he was referring to was on positions that have gone up a whole lot, you know, maybe they've appreciated 50, 100%. Are we going to sell a deep in the money call option against them to gain a little bit of premium, knowing that ultimately the position will get called away, meaning it will get sold? It's sort of a hedging mechanism where you get some premium in the short term. And then for whatever reason, if the stock pulls back and doesn't get sold out of your portfolio, then it was sort of a win. You got a free lunch out of it. You got some premium, and then you still own the stock. And then if the stock was going to get sold out, you would have sold it anyway. And so you feel fine about it. So I think it's, I don't think there's anything flawed with the strategy necessarily, but in theory, in practice, if you do that for a long period of time across multiple positions, multiple accounts, at the end of it all, and you boil it all down to all the work and time that you spent doing it, I have never found it to actually provide any rate of return benefit. It provides complexity. But that's not necessarily a reason to do it. So I'm not a fan, and no, we don't use it at TPG. Pragmatically, it doesn't make sense because of the size of our business, but then also just, you know, financially, there's no free lunch out of it. So I'm not a fan. But I appreciated the question. It was an astute one. On deck tomorrow, we have initial jobless claims. There's some trade data. And then there's, I think, half a dozen different Fed presidents speaking over the different areas, platforms across the country. So there might be a few nuggets of takeaways inside of that that we can glean from. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of other things to talk about on DC Today tomorrow. And I'll be back with you, as I always am. Have a good evening.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.